Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. I'm joined by Dr. Chris Hughes. Dr. Chris Hughes is a Christian political advocate, a Second Amendment defender, a Christian apologist, and an author. Dr. Hughes is the host of The Christian Perspective with Chris Hughes. Chris is joining me today. We are hosting for Dr. Jean A. Youngblood, who is traveling now, doing the homecoming celebration for his son, Gene Jr., who recently passed away after complications of COVID. Chris, before the break at the top of the hour, we were discussing school choice, and we had author Jonathan Jakubowski, who joined us, who just made some very excellent comments. And I'd like to continue as we talk about this school choice and the whole school debate that is going on right now. And any listeners who would like to join the discussion, you can call in at 904-831-0917. That's 904-831-0917. Chris, I'm going to be reading from an article that was put out just yesterday by the Conservative Action Project. They are a part of the Council for National Policy, a very conservative organization that you and I are members of. And I'll continue reading the article that was blasted yesterday to all media. I doubt you're going to hear it quoted with the liberal mainstream media, but it was sent to all of them and also sent out on social media. The article begins by saying, "Conservatives are deeply disturbed by the efforts of the Department of Justice to criminalize parental dissent at school board meetings. This is a dangerous an anti-democratic attempt at intimidation that should be vigorously opposed. The DOJ has announced it will direct the FBI to investigate threats of violence at school board meetings. The announcement came just days after the National School Board Association urged the Biden administration to invoke the Patriot Act against concerned parents, as they might be engaged in domestic terrorism." Chris, I think that is just astounding that the National School Board Association, urged the Biden administration to use the Patriot Act against American citizens who are simply going to a school board meeting to voice their opposition to what we see happening in our public schools. And they went to the Biden administration, who responded just days later, when we have a disaster on our southern border of illegal immigrants pouring across the border. If it continues at this pace, by the end of the year, it will be over 2 million who came into our country illegal just in this year alone. And nothing is being done there. But in just days, the Biden administration will act against parents who want to oppose school boards, leftist school boards, who want to bring into the schools critical race theory and transgenderism and so forth. Chris, what are your thoughts on that?
Mike, I think part of this is a distraction by the Biden administration. You know, if they can get us, it's kind of like yelling squirrel to my dog. If I can get him to look somewhere else, he's not paying attention to even bigger issues. Like you said, the border crisis is a terrible issue in our country right now. Afghanistan was also a debacle on how we handled the exit from Afghanistan. So they implement this attack on parents to get us to not look at what's going on as a whole. But as far as what's going with the school boards right now, I would encourage our parents, our listeners, to get involved and start going to school board meetings. And one of the first things I do, this action was brought about by the Association for National School Boards. So if you have a business, you're a member of a chamber of commerce, Mike, you're in the insurance business, you probably have an insurance brokers association or something like that that you're a member of. Those organizations and the organization in question here, the Association of School Boards, are funded by dues that are paid from local school boards. And by the way, in the case of these local school boards, those dues, I would be willing to bet, I don't know this for sure, are probably paid with taxpayer funds. So one thing that I would encourage everybody to do is call their local school board members, and their phone numbers are easily accessible. Call and email them and tell them that you're demanding right now that your county no longer pay dues to the National School Board Association. So that's one way we can sock that organization right now. Money speaks. They're funded by local school boards, and they're funded probably with taxpayer dollars. So one thing I do is go after them. And then the parents have got to engage and attend local school board meetings. I would encourage parents across the nation to find out when their school boards meet. It's easy. You just Google it. It's usually 2 times a month, and some of them are probably even meeting online right now, and go to those meetings. Mike, you were an elected official. I was an elected official. I can tell you when the public showed up to something, in my case, I realized that I needed to start paying attention because the public never shows up to government meetings. The same with you. You know, like when I mentioned a while ago, if we can change school choice on a state level, and I said even 10 to 20 people can do that. Mike, you were a state legislator. You know, if you hear from 20 people as a state legislator, then you know it's affecting a lot more than 20 people, and the issue is going to grow and get stronger. So we can email our representatives. We can call them. We can start making posts on Facebook. We can write letters to the editor, and that scares elected officials to death. Conservatives and Christians have done a lousy job of this over the years. The liberals are very organized. That's why when the homosexuals and transgenders turn out, it gets a lot of attention because nobody else ever turns out to these public meetings or reaches out really to their elected officials. And if conservatives and Christians, if parents, you don't have to be a Christian, if you're a parent and this disgusts you with what's going on in the school boards, you need to get engaged and attend your meetings, and it will make a difference.
Chris, you raised some excellent points. Well said. And I like how you said, contact your school board members and see if they are making contributions to the National School Board Association. And if they are, demand that they stop. Money talks. That was an excellent point you made, Chris, among several others that you made. I would like to add this to what you said, too, where we're encouraging parents to get involved. I would encourage someone who's not a parent to also get involved, because what is happening in the school system, those young people eventually are going to become the adults who are making decisions. They'll be the leaders, the elected officials for our community and for our nation. You need to get involved whether you're a parent or not, because it is going to affect you whether you are a parent or not. Mike, I'm going to go back to the article.
If I can interrupt you, Mike, yes, I think please. That's a great point that you just made. If students got involved in the first half hour of the show, we talked about a father whose daughter was raped by a transgender by a boy, really, in Virginia, I believe it was. You know, they actually, I watched the video of that, and I know you've seen it. They accosted that man at the school board meeting because he didn't fill out the right form to speak when he came in, and they actually bloodied his face when they were removing him. Imagine if high school students started attending meetings and tried to speak up. That would make national news across, you know, world news, if they accosted a student the way they are parents. So you're right. Students need to get involved. There are student leaders out there. There are members of Turning Point clubs on high school campuses and College Republicans and Students for Life and Christian organizations. Every pastor, Mike, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, I'm just fired up about this.
No, I know, please.
You've got pastors across the country that are listening to this show this week. Pastors, you need to wake up. Every pastor in America Sunday ought to address what's happening in the school systems in this nation. It's anti-God, it's anti-biblical, and they need to tell the people sitting in their pews what's going on, and they need to educate them on how the parents in that community can make a difference. Just imagine if every pastoral association in every county in the country got together and said, okay, we're going to go to one school board meeting a month, and we're going to pack it with Christians. It could revolutionize what's happening in the education system in America if pastors would become leaders again, get a backbone and a spine, and start leading this country like pastors did during the American Revolution, because we are in a revolution. We are losing the next generation of children that could be going to Jesus Christ, and we're losing them to immorality and indoctrination and to really the leadership of Satan in public schools today. Pastors need to wake up and take a stand. Sorry, I'm preaching, Mike. I'm fired up about this.
No, Chris, well said. Excellent. Thank you for sharing that, and thank you for interrupting me. You made very good points. You're absolutely right. We do need pastors to get involved, to preach this from the pulpit, just like, as you said, during the Revolution, they had the black-robed regiment, which was always preaching about issues of the day. Because when they preach about the issues of the day that are facing us, then we become the moral backbone of our society. And that is what we need so desperately again. Well said, Chris. This is Mike Hill and Dr. Chris Hughes sitting in for Dr. Gene A. Youngblood on Let's Face the Issues. If you would like to join with either a question or comment, the call-in number is 904-831-0917. Chris, I'm reading from an article that was written by the Conservative Action Project, a part of the Council for National Policy, and the title of it is Conservatives Urge Every Parent to Attend Their School Board Meeting in Defiance of the FBI. The article goes on to say, this level of outright authoritarianism, that is the FBI, wanting to shut down parents at school board meetings, must be opposed. Parents not only pay for the instruction taking place in public schools. Hey, parents aren't the only one. Anyone who's a taxpayer is paying for those our public schools. But as parents, they have the right to know how and in what manner their children are being instructed. Those expressions of disagreement and demands for accountability are not only appropriate in our society, but protected under the Constitution. If Attorney General Merrick Garland and the Biden administration are going to make it their business to ban, demean, and belittle parents and citizens for engaging in protected speech in the institutions funded by their tax dollars, the response from concerned parents must be more speech, not less. Chris, the article goes on to say, we urge all parents to attend their school board meetings. And as I just said a minute ago, not just parents, but all taxpaying citizens. And Chris, as you said, students should start showing up at these school board meetings to use their rights to speak, to request documentation under the Freedom of Information Act, to engage in dialogue with the elected school boards who are there to serve their interest, or merely just to be present. American citizens will not be intimidated in the face of such wildly inappropriate and despotic tactics from the Department of Justice. And in fact, we are now further motivated to peaceably assemble and speak out on behalf of the way our children are being instructed and formed. Chris, what are your thoughts on that? Hello, Chris. Are you still with us?
Oh, sorry, Mike. I'm back with you. Hey, yes, you know, as you were, I was talking away, but wasn't on here. As you were reading that article and you were mentioning the Black Robe Regiment, it made me think about the Revolutionary War time and to a story that's familiar to all the listeners today, the story of when Joseph Warren sent for a call for Paul Revere to go out and wake up a sleeping nation and warn them of the evil that was coming when the Redcoats were coming. And I think that's what's just happened here. By the School Board Association going to the Biden administration and asking them to weaponize, basically, the Justice Department, the FBI, to investigate parents, I think they've made a critical mistake, because this could be a bellwether moment in our nation where parents were asleep as to what was going on in our public schools right now. And they're starting to wake up all across the country. Just this morning, I had a lady send me a message about how her church went to a school board meeting last night. Different issue. It wasn't about transgender or school choice. It was about making their kids wear masks in public schools. And because the parents went there, they were able to encourage the school board to change their vote, and they did. And now their students in their county no longer have to wear masks, all because parents went to that meeting. Parents are waking up across the nation, and it is time for them to take a stand. And it is as simple. I know that the people listening just think, well, going to a meeting doesn't matter. I want to tell you, just one person can make a difference. And when no one ever goes, and no one ever does, except for staff members and administration or someone receiving an award, people just don't go to those meetings. And I'm telling you, just a handful of people attending these public school board meetings will make a difference, and it's going to scare those elected officials, because they are elected. And they know that if people are going to start showing up, it's going to draw attention to what they're doing, and they're going to be more careful with what they do and how they do it. Parents, this call to action that Representative Hill has just read to you is a great challenge to us, where we need to attend school board meetings all across the country. And we don't need to just do it one time. You need to make it a point. It is important what's being taught to our children in this nation, and we need to put that on our schedules and attend school board meetings on a regular basis.
Chris, well said. You are absolutely right. And to reiterate your point, about a month ago, myself and about 10 other people, concerned parents, and let me say that differently. We weren't all just parents. We were concerned citizens, went to a school board meeting here in Escambia County. And it was because we were protesting that the superintendent of schools was forcing critical race theory on all of the employees of the school here. It was mandatory that they had to watch a 22-minute video about critical race theory. So 10 of us showed up at the next school board meeting, voiced our opposition, and at that meeting, the superintendent pulled that video. So it's no longer mandatory. As you say, just a small number can make a big difference. Chris, we have Miss Lily on the line. Miss Lily, what is your question or comment, please?
Yes. Thank you very much, gentlemen, representatives, Mike Hill and Cliff Hughes. Thank you. Our prayers are with you. God will bless you for what you're doing, for speaking out at this time. I am in full agreement with what you're saying, that things are in a bad shape, and I fully agree that if the pastors, if the churches and Christians, believers, had stood up for our responsibility over the years, we would not have reached where we are now. The church, the believers, the pastors, had to abandon their responsibility, God-given responsibilities, so that we end up where we are today in a very serious condition. Just quickly, I'll tell you, years ago, that what's happening to America now is a reality in other parts of the world, and it's here now to destroy. We just want to remember that, keep it in mind, that our leaders now, the policymakers, not making wrong, not necessarily just making bad decisions. They are committed to a goal of destruction, to bring down this country, and they're working on what they are committed to do. So don't think that for one that they are making mistake or naive with what they're doing. It's a program of destruction, and the sooner Americans wake up to the reality, the better. Just quickly, I have a brother living in England, and he has a granddaughter, and years ago when she was like 13, 14, she began to say she's a boy, or probably earlier, she's a boy, not a girl, and that continues. She's now in her early 30s, and she has had double mastectomy to transform her body to make her into a fully to make her a man. So this is the kind of devastation that we're facing with our children and young people because of what is going on. And just as what you're saying, the schools, the schools is responsible. When we made the enemies have taken over our institutions from the youngest way down. And right now, our children, the youngest age group, kindergarten, are in big trouble with the kind of indoctrination and destruction of their minds. So
Ms.
it's a
Lilly,
lot of prayer.
Thank you
and
so much for your
up.
Comments.
You were
right on. You were spot on for calling in and joining the show. Chris, she was making some very good points, some that you and I were also talking about. But what I really am impressed about is the fact that when we do get involved, we can make a difference. And that is what we must do. Before we broke at the top of the hour, we had with us, Chris, a guest, Jonathan Jakubowski, who is an author, and he writes for Newsmax. He writes a blog once a month for them. And he wrote an article called "The Choice of a Generation, Empowering Families to Break the Cycle of Poverty." And what he did was, in his article, he interviewed Corey DeAngelis, who is the National Director of Research for the American Federation for Children. One question that Jonathan asked Corey was, what have we learned about school choice throughout the pandemic? And Corey DeAngelis' response was, the past 18 months have shown parents of all backgrounds that a one-size-fits-all system doesn't work. According to a Real Clear Opinion Research poll, there was a 10 percentage point jump in support for school choice nationwide from 64% in April of 2020 to 74% in June of 2021. The battles about school reopening, masking, and curriculum are all symptoms of a larger problem, which is the one-size-fits-all government-run school system. The solution is to have the money follow the child to the education providers that best align with their family's values and preferences. Chris, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, Mike, we're in a free market economy, and when the money follows the child, you're going to see public schools get better. That's happened. I know even in the panhandle of Florida where you live, they had a few years back, they started having charter schools. And I watched as charter schools were opened in those communities. The other public schools got better because they had to, because people had an option to take their kids out of that public school and put them in a public charter school. Just imagine how much better the competition would be if the money followed the child to either homeschool or Christian or private schools. Competition always works, Mike. And if that happens, you will see a lineup where kids are going to get a better education as a result of that. So, you know, we're going to have to get involved in the system. The time is now. We can't wait. We as parents need to start going to these school board meetings. And I know, again, y'all don't believe us, but Mike and I both told you, just to, and we know because we both have been elected officials many times. If you will attend these meetings, you're going to get the attention of these elected school board members, and they're going to pay attention. The same with state legislators on a state level. And, you know, I appreciate Ms. Lilly calling in, Mike. She's right about things happening all over the country and all over the world, and I know we're not really talking about the transgender issue today, but that is an issue in public schools. You know, in the state of Oregon right now, kids can get hormone therapy without their parents' permission, by just going to the health clinic inside the public school. And all across the country right now, kids in kindergarten and first grade are asked when they go to school how they want to be identified, what their pronouns are going to be. And some state legislatures and even local school boards have passed regulations telling teachers that they cannot tell a parent how their child identifies at school. Mike, that's wrong. If my kids go to public school, I have a right to know if my son is running around saying that he's a girl, or if my daughter says she's a boy, or if they're getting birth control, or if they're being taught sex ed, and so many other things. We are the parents. God mandated us with the purpose of raising those children in a godly manner, and we have got to engage in our children's education.
Well said, Chris. Absolutely. You are absolutely right. I'm sorry. We must get involved. And Chris, you know, my children are now grown, and I have two granddaughters, one who is attending school. I will admit that all three of my children went to a private Christian school. It was because I value their education. I love them enough to not put them in government public schools. And I would encourage all parents, if you're able, get your children out of these government public schools. Instead, homeschool or online schools or charter schools. There are so many choices that are available to you today. You do not have to have your children indoctrinated as we are seeing it happening right now in our nation, throughout our nation. Chris, you raised some very good points. You know, you can't give your child at school an aspirin unless a parent's permission has been given. But they will give them hormone treatment medication. They will, they will provide abortions to children in some places without parental notification. Utterly amazing, Chris. We have just a few minutes before we have to end the show today. It was a great show, Chris. This is Mike Hill and Dr. Chris Hughes sitting in for Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. And as we have encouraged you throughout this show, parents, citizens, students, attend your school board meetings, demand accountability, demand that they are transparent, and also demand that they teach what you want taught in that school to your children, not what they want to teach. This has been Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Chris, if you would close us out, please, with a brief prayer, and then we'll have to finish about 15, 20 seconds.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we've heard the call today that our children are at a trying time across the nation. Please encourage parents and others to get involved, pastors to preach the Word of God, to turn our people out at these school board meetings, and let's reclaim the education of our children as we turn our nation back to Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Blessings to you all. Thank you, Chris.
Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.